Poppy, shifting gears in small town New Zealand. NR 1 hour 38 minutes comedy, drama, romance 2021. For years, films that tackled disability or developmental challenges were rare sightings, tucked away like forgotten reels in a vault no one wanted to open. Movies featuring characters with Down syndrome often fall into lectures disguised as art. Some, however, let the audience see people and not objects of pity. Poppy balances warmth with authenticity. It invites the viewer into one young woman's life and lets her personality do the talking. Poppy stumbles, laughs, and dreams the way anyone does. A few loose bolts. In a small New Zealand town where gossip moves faster than traffic, Poppy lives with her older brother Dave. He's supposed to be running their late father's auto shop, but most days, he's elbow deep in a beer instead of an engine. Poppy, on the other hand, loves everything about cars, the smell of oil, the hum of a tuned motor, the thrill of being in control. What she wants most is her driver's license and a chance to work as a real mechanic. The problem is that Dave thinks the world is too rough for her, and he's become the self-appointed speed bump in her way. Then Luke rolls back into her life, a familiar face from high school with a broken car and an easygoing charm. When Poppy offers to fix his ride in exchange for driving lessons, an unlikely partnership begins. Their sessions start with grinding gears and awkward laughs, but soon they are trading stories and gliding through town like a pair of old friends enjoying a car ride. Luke sees what others miss. Poppy isn't fragile. She's fierce. She has drive, humor, and a spark that makes people question what limitations really mean. Meanwhile, the garage is stalling. Business is thin, and Dave's guilt over a tragic past event keeps him stuck in neutral. As Poppy works toward entering the town's car competition, she's also fighting to help her brother find his footing again. The result is a story that's a little messy, yet hopeful and full of horsepower, with just enough heart to keep the wheels turning. Horsepower meets heart power. Linda Nichols' direction keeps things light but never sugarcoats the harder moments. The story never treats Poppy's Down syndrome as the point of the film. She's simply a young woman trying to carve out her place in the world, and that's what makes the film work so well. The humor, the awkward bits, and the stubborn optimism all come together in a way that feels genuine. Poppy often talks to herself throughout the movie, and at first, it appeared to be a quirky habit. Research from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia explains that self-talk can be a productive strategy for many folks with Down syndrome. It adds another facet of truth to how Poppy processes the world, as if she's hearing her mind at work in real time. Huntsdale is a joy to watch. She brings so much warmth and spark to the character that it's hard not to root for her. Her Poppy is direct, funny, and sometimes exasperating in the best possible way. Independence doesn't necessarily have to include big speeches or heroic moments, but rather simply showing up every day and trying again, no matter who doubts her. Boyland also deserves credit as Dave, a brother trying to protect his sister while barely holding himself together. Their disagreements feel familiar to anyone who has ever had family squabbles. A big part of the film's charm lies in its balance of humor and humanity. One minute the audience can laugh at Poppy's blunt honesty, and the next be impressed by her persistence. The small-town backdrop, the local garage, and the community gossip all add to its sense of realism. Poppy may be a modest indie production, but it has more heart than most big-budget dramas, which have to manufacture gimmicks to keep people watching. It's a reminder that drive can take many forms. In Poppy's case, it takes her exactly where she deserves to be, moving forward. Poppy is available on Ganjing World. Poppy. Director, Linda Nichol. Starring, Seb Hunter, Jonty E. Austin, Ari Boyland. Not rated. Running time, 1 hour, 38 minutes. Release date, May 27, 2021. Rated, 4 stars out of 5. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.